So glad you're here this morning, as today we're going to celebrate Earth Day a little bit early. But did people bring things from around where you walk? Raise your hand by your screen. Cool. I mean, heck, you could always just lift up your coffee cup and said, "Oh, I found this on my walk." So don't worry, you'll be part of it. The words that call us into worship this morning come from Margaret Kipe. As surely as we belong to the universe, we belong together. We join here to transcend the isolated self, to reconnect, to know ourselves to be at home, here on Earth, under the stars, linked with each other. Welcome. Now might be a time to pull out your Thoreau. Thoreau wrote in Walking, "I am alarmed," he said, "when it happens that I have walked a mile in the woods bodily without getting there in spirit." Thoreau's woods might be akin to our mountain hikes, allowing us to find a spiritual entry to our care for not just our accessible beauty, but for the earth showing us struggles and communities that struggle most on the borders of oppression. Just a month ago, I happened to see Stephen Colbert, and he had as a guest on his show that day, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the well-known and very fun to learn from astrophysicist. And Neil recounted that he said, that we are in the middle of a massive experiment worldwide. And he said, will people listen to scientists? In this case, he was speaking of medical professionals. And he reminded us also that over 50 years ago, we were actively going to space and walking on the moon by 1970. So here we went up into space, and suddenly we turn around and we discover Earth for the first time. That vision of the blue-green ball in the vacuum dark of space, no color-coded countries on it, said Neil deGrasse Tyson. We didn't see any borders or highways. At that moment, when we saw this, everyone was changed. We now saw ourselves as global. Earth Day was founded in 1970. So some were asking, why are we going to space? DeGrasse Tyson said, a cosmic perspective can descend upon you. On this golden anniversary, maybe we can learn something else, this time by staying at home. We might see things up close that we didn't see earlier. Maybe now you can, in your small screens, show what you brought to represent the Earth. If you have that nearby you,
yeah, can I have the hold it up to starter real
for just
quick.
A moment? Right, did some people bring something? I see some small things. You can scroll through the screens on the side. We might see things up close. Suddenly, we see everything differently again. Our Skinner House Common Read just a couple years ago, I think it says right down there on the photo, it was the Common Read for 2018 and 2019. is maybe now even more relevant. Manish Mishra, Marzetti, and Jennifer Nordstrom were the editors for this wonderful book, Justice on Earth. I knew Jenny Nordstrom. She helped when she was a student. She helped lead a group in the church I was serving at that time. Their book is wonderful. Frontline Communities is one of the essays in there, talks about frontline communities, which are often communities of color that are directly impacted by issues of environment and race. I've been watching this and seeing the examples from my home state of Michigan, and in particular in Detroit and the counties surrounding it. So I think, what are those communities in our region that might be frontline communities? And what issues are they working on? How might we develop or deepen relationship in solidarity with those who are frontline communities? What might we discover in this time of COVID? For me, beauty is a core theological tenet. Process theology makes an affirmation that God, or instead, how about the wholeness of the world? That the wholeness of the world is working in all of us to actualize potentialities. I hear so many expressions of love, of nature, the feeling that being in nature is spiritual. It is a process theology notion, that each religious manifestation is the divine working in a unique way to bring out the beautiful and the good. Congregational life can provide us the resilience in this time to be a hub of reimagining. Maybe we would be the beacon for new systems and rebirth, creating capacity to be skill builders and people of hope and vision. So let's feel the beauty. Thoreau said, "The walking of which I speak has nothing in it akin to taking exercise, as it is called, as the sick take medicine at stated hours, but it is itself the enterprise and adventure of the day." May it be so. I sure love you all very much. Amen. And blessed be. As we close in the spirit of Earth and the spirit of neo-paganism, spirit of the East, be with us always. Spirit of the South, be with us always. Spirit of the West, be with us always. Spirit of the North, be with us always. Blessed be. Go in peace. Amen.
Shine a light. Shine a light.